hardly anyone owned more than one or two or
the
three.
What?
The largest slaveholders, I think the largest slaveholder here, ran a mill and had 19 slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Most people had one or two house slaves, and if they had a pretty good amount of land, they might have had one or two field hands.
Mm-hmm.
And that
so
was
what?
All. This
what?
Was not a plantation part.
Mm-hmm. What percentage of the population would you say?
In those days,
mm-hmm.
at the time of the Civil War, say, oh, very small. I can get you those figures if
uh-huh.
you'd like to see them later.
Well, what about now? What?
Oh, we're about a third
mm-hmm.
now.
Has it, what about when you were born? Was it, has that been fairly
probably,
stable?
I think this has probably been fairly
mm-hmm.
Stable.
Tell me about your husband, where he was born. And
my husband was born in Paris, Texas. And when he was about six, they moved to Lake Charles. And when he was in high school, they moved to Beaumont. And he's
uh-huh.
lived here ever since.
Been to Beaumont when he was in high school?
Mm-hmm. Graduated from Beaumont High School. And then he went to he went 2 years to Lamar College and then 2 years to the University of Texas.
And where's Lamar College?
Lamar University is here in Beaumont.
Oh.
It was Lamar College then, it's Lamar University now. But you know, the old habits are hard to come out. Talking about language, I'm still liable to call Mobile Magnolia Refinery.
It used to be Magnolia?
Used to be Magnolia. Good southern name. And then the Bethlehem Shipyards used to be the Pennsylvania Shipyards.
Georgia.
You want to just turn it off?
Mm-hmm.
But this was about ethnic migration, so that you get into East Texas largely migrations from the other southern states, most from Louisiana because it was right next door. They came from somewhere else and lived in Louisiana first and came here.
Louisiana?
Well, we had some right down here in this part of the country. Around Beaumont you have a lot of the Cajuns, but I'm talking about nearly all of East Texas, say starting Houston and going on up through Paris, Texas. Most of the people who settled that were sort of plantation-type people or farming-type communities who came from southern states, largely from Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, and a great number from Tennessee. Now, particularly when you get up around Nacogdoches and north, you'll find a large number from Tennessee, but there were a lot from Tennessee right here. Take,
mm-hmm.
for example, my own family. When you get into central Texas, around Bastrop and Industry and Hempstead and all of those places in there, you find a rather large number of Germans. Now these Germans started coming in the 1880s and 1890s, and my husband's family, his mother was a good German. Her family came in the 1880s from Germany. They settled near Floresville, near San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
But there were And they came from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have his naturalization papers and things like this. But most of these people who came in were Germans. They came in through by sea through Galveston. And at Galveston
mm-hmm.
during those years, they actually had a German newspaper. And they spread all up through central Texas. They took the good rolling black hills and they made their farms. Now, they had a very bad impression of the East Texans or the Anglo Texans because they thought they were very sloppy. In the first place, they thought that slavery was very sloppy, having nothing to do with morals, which
mm-hmm.
they also disproved of. But and it was a very sloppy, you know, you didn't make use of every inch of the land and you weren't thrifty
mm-hmm.
and what have you. And the Germans were. Every inch of their land was planned, and they planned the rotation of their crops, and they planned so much for corn, and so much for this, and so much for vines, and so much for so-and-so. And